May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Kuke Audio Podcast. Tassajara Stories today. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today's Tassajara Stories is, it's just one little two-page piece, and it's called Robes. Most who wanted to see Suzuki would thoughtfully ask for an appointment with his Jisha R in the city, Jisha Aravan, his unofficial secretary and advisor. That might take time. Bob and I would tend to ambush him. Bob more cleverly than I. He'd do things like bring a gift to Oksan and then ask to use the toilet and then open the other door saying, "Oh, excuse me, Roshi," who was 99% incapable of saying, "I'm busy," except to his wife. This time, Bob wanted to tell Suzuki to forget about ordaining him. He said Suzuki understood. Bob told me it was hopeless. I'd just strut around for a few weeks in my robes, and then I'd fall apart and wouldn't be able to do what people with robes are supposed to do. I talked to Suzuki a couple of times about what's holding up my ordination, and he'd said that Bob was too, indicating with his finger up and down. And he said he didn't want to make Bob jealous of me and resent that I'd been ordained without him. "No, Roshi," I said, "not me. He wouldn't mind if I got ordained and he didn't. It's Reb, who he grew up with, that he'd have feelings like that about. So it's too late. You've already done that." Suzuki made a mea culpa grimace. I did get ordained by Suzuki twice. The first time was a lay ordination with about 50 of us in 1970. It was the first lay ordination since the one with 15 students in 1962. He hadn't done one since then because he said he'd realized that it'd been too soon. In Japan, he'd done several mass ordinations after the war, and he didn't have to worry about the appropriateness because those people had grown up with Buddhism. And Japanese are dependable. They follow through to a high degree. Not Americans. One person had given their Raksu back. A few had moved on. So the requirement was that we had to have been practicing for at least 3 years. And then what we call priest ordination came a couple of months before Suzuki died. He was too sick to do it, so Katagiri did it for him. There were four of us, including Ed Brown, Lou Richman, and Angie Runyon. Craig Boyan was going to be a fifth, but he decided against it the day before. He was out sobbing in the hall while we were in the rehearsal. He'd been torn between the Zen Center practice and that of the community of Meher Baba, of Sufism reoriented, and decided to go that more devotional route, which was fine with everyone and seemed right for him. Katagiri didn't feel completely comfortable about the arrangement and said maybe we should wait to get ordained when Richard Baker comes back from Japan, which was going to be soon. Probably best to be ordained by him later, he said. It was a sad, serious time, and no one wanted to force themselves, so they agreed. Everyone but me. Absolutely not, I said. We're getting ordained here tomorrow as planned. I said the wheels were already turning. People were arriving from out of town. Everything's prepared, and Suzuki wanted to ordain us. And you're doing the ceremony for him is the only way to complete what he'd started, what he wanted. Katagiri nodded. That night, Reb talked to me about the importance of what I was embarking on. He emphasized that it's a serious responsibility and priests should conduct themselves with dignity, sincerity, and be role models. He might as well have been talking to the wall. I just nodded and waited for him to stop and said thanks. So that's the end of that. That's just a little brief piece, and I'm going to leave it there for today. Hey, don't get the impression I don't think Reb was right. Anyway, people are different, and I'll read another one sometime soon, probably next Tuesday, but maybe earlier, because I've just been reading these really short ones. But I actually have appreciated just reading the short ones, because I got to get back to some other stuff. Stuff which I think is worthwhile, and a good deal of it, I think, will be appreciated. But we'll see. You never know. That's another piece in Tassara Stories, The Early Years with Shunryu Suzuki, which is not at Tassara. But, you know, it's Bob and I are key characters in it, and so there's a little stuff in the city, in fact, the next piece I'm planning on reading is about Bob, so we'll see. I think we're coming toward the end of what I'd collected here. We'll see. I really haven't looked to see where the end is, but when I get to the end, Wendy Persick's been going over these and reading them and making notes and commenting, so I'll read all her notes. I haven't read them because I'm doing other stuff, you know, and then I'll start concentrating on it, you know. I'll spread it all out and see, you know, what pieces could be used, how it would go together, And, you know, there has to be a balance of religious and sacrilegious, of serious and light, of practice and play, and all that. You know, I'm generally more interested in writing about the sacrilegious play side of things. And the other stuff just has to ooze out because I've been around it so much. We'll see how that works out. But, you know, before I get to that, I've got to finish Notes on Crooked Cucumber. Notes on Crooked Cucumber, the second edition. You know, I read the whole Crooked Cucumber in podcasts, and then I turned the podcast into an audiobook, which would have been quicker for me just to re-record it. But, you know, I was working on the second edition, so I kept making changes. And, you know, as I read the audiobook, there were a lot of changes in that, but kept making them. So we'll see. Shambhala's had the audio files for 2 months, and I haven't heard anything about it. Maybe they're horrified, embarrassed, stuck them in a vault, and hope that people will forget it. I don't know. You know, something will come from that. Now I'm working on getting through. I recorded another audio book back in 2009 from a silly novel I wrote. And So I made an audiobook back then, and I was shocked. It sounds pretty good. So I've been going over it. And actually, there's not that much to do to get it ready to publish. And I might have already told you this. I don't know what I say in the past, but I don't spend that much time detailing all sorts of extraneous stuff to you. So Shambhala has already given it a pass just based on my description of it and saying I don't think you'd be interested. And so I'll just self-publish it, maybe on Audible, and we'll see how that goes. And it's got 28 songs in it some of them which I did just for the book. So it's sort of a musical book. And there might be another silly sort of conceptual art book, or I don't know what you call it, the book. I might make an audio book out of that too. And this stuff will give me more experience for doing Thank You and Okay, which might be more of what some people who come here have in mind. So anyway, all that stuff's happening, but notes on Crooked Cucumber are rather extensive. And Peter Ford, who works with me, has prepared the changes. I had like 60 pages on the changes. It wasn't really 60 pages, but I mean, it's the way I laid it out with the old paragraph and the new paragraph. So he's got that all presented now on Cuke.com, and he's the chapters are down. I don't know how many of the chapters he's got in. He's got the first edition and the second edition. You go back and forth, and it has highlighted the changes. So hey, don't tell the publisher. The notes on Crooked Cucumber, well, we had notes. See, I had the whole book on before with notes on the side. It just random notes here and there. I never put much energy in it. If I thought of something or something happened, I'd put it down. I found some mistake. But this is much more thorough notes and some pieces that were cut from it. And then I'll have some new pieces. And There is an index for the book on Cuke.com, but there'll be we'll work on that index and get it better, and ideas to have more pictures and maps. So have a pretty hefty section in there for notes on Crooked Cucumber. So I'm not sure how long that'll take. So that's the stuff I want to get done before I read Thank You and Okay. Only the notes in Crooked Cucumber is in the way of me getting to working on Tassara Stories. And we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. You know, it might not be a book. You never know. It might just be an audio book. We might just leave it in these podcasts. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen in the future? Right. Dogen said, there's no power in heaven and earth, or in heaven or earth, to assure you that you will be alive in the next minute. I like that. I like that because it's so opposite from the sort of it was meant to be and sort of attitude. I like that too. It's two sides. There's angels watching over us and we're protected and we have a role here, and there's a story that we're playing part of. Or what? I just like to look at things from different points of view, but I also like looking at it from hopeless points of view, and you know, that point of view, like Dogen's. I think you're safer with the negative than with the positive, but shouldn't hang on to any of it, really. And just be free-floating out there. You know, I do this Sometimes when I meditate, especially if something's bugging me, I throw myself way out on the very edge of the solar system, so I can't even see the sun. It's just a speck. I can't tell the difference between it and the distant stars. And I just sit there or hover there. So, look, that's where you're going to leave me. I just went back there. Now I'm going to hover there. And it's lonely, and there's really nothing there. There's no brightness. There's no darkness. There's no joy. There's no sadness. I don't know what there is there. Anyway, you're going to leave me there. And I'm going to say bye to you. Thanks a lot for joining us. This has been another Kuke Audio, almost a mini podcast. What would you say? It's going to be about 16 and a half minutes or 17 minutes. I'm DC, Kuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC Pooh Bah of Kuke Audio and Kuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonor with Dogga Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.